So who listening has ever regretted sleeping with somebody? Like you found out some information about them. You found out that they were dating somebody, they were going to move, or something else that made you realize you were not in alignment with this person. And had you known this information, you would have made a completely different decision about connecting with them. If you're anything like me, you have definitely done that, and you have done that more than once. I'm super excited to share a framework with you today that is going to prevent that from happening like 98% of the time. This is one of the most powerful tools I have ever used and learned in all of my trainings. I didn't make it up, but I do believe everybody should know it. So if you are excited to become an intentional, powerful communicator, and you are committed to being a fantastic lover and to calling in fantastic aligned lovers and partners, then listen up because this podcast is for you. Welcome to Your Sexual Revolution. I'm your host, Amaya Shiva. I'm a scientist and Vedic practitioner turned sex and intimacy coach, and I help conscious men and women go from frustrated, lonely, and repressed in their erotic lives to unstoppable in fulfilling their erotic desires. It is my mission to destigmatize sexuality and sexual preferences so that you can enjoy sex without fear, guilt, or performative pressure, and so that you can reconnect to the beauty and divinity of one of the most sacred acts on earth. So thank you so much for being here. I'm going to start this episode with a story. A few years ago, I was at a Tantra festival and I met this guy there. Like we were in a few workshops together. And at first, you know, I thought he was like kind of cute, but as the weekend progressed, we interacted more and I became more attracted to him, which is how I tend to work, right? I have demisexual and sapiosexual sides to me. So I need that emotional connection and I need to know that you're smart. It's the end of the second night of the festival and all these people are going to parties and he invites me over to his place that he was staying at while in town. And I said, sure. Yeah, that sounds great. And went over there. And before we started kissing or making out or doing anything, he said, hey, do you mind if we have a conversation about a few things just to make sure that we are in alignment for this connection? And I said, absolutely. Yeah. So he went on and proceeded to tell me that he had been dating someone for a month or so where he lived and that they were not committed and that they were seeing other people, but had been sleeping with this person. He shared his sexual health status and who he was sleeping with. And he also shared what it would mean for him. And I was so blown away by this conversation. It made me feel so safe. And for those of you listening who might think that this is a little bit clinical as we get into the nitty-gritty of it, I'm telling you, it is not. I felt like, wow, this person is mature. This person cares enough about me to tell me the truth. And now I can make an informed decision about our connection and whether I want to move forward with it. It was really such a powerful example of how conscious communication can open up your heart and open up possibility. So I am going to share this framework with you. You know, I am always seeking to evolve and do better and change myself. And it was clear to me that it was time for this kind of upgrade. Now, I'm excited to gift you this upgrade, and you don't have to spend, you know, the thousands of dollars and 7 days of this retreat, although I would recommend it. If you're interested, you can reach out to me and ask personally. I am super passionate about helping people create powerful frameworks of communication that help you feel great about your erotic decisions. And I'm telling you, this framework is one of the sexiest, most conscious frameworks I've ever learned. And it is a conversation everybody should be having with a new potential partner so that you can have all the data you need for a fantastic experience instead of discovering later that you are actually completely misaligned in your desires, in your values, whatever it is. So if you love intentional, powerful communication and you are committed to that work, listen up. This podcast is for you. The framework acronym that we use is RBDSM. It's super easy to remember. It's BDSM with an R in front. So let's break it down step by step so that you can start to have the conscious experiences with all the honesty and transparency that both you and potential lovers are worthy of. Let's begin with the R. The R stands for relationship. Now, we live in a world where thankfully people are becoming more and more honest about their relationship style and dating, but this hasn't always been the case. And I don't know if you've ever had the experience of hooking up with someone or connecting with someone only to find out they had a partner or were otherwise unavailable, or maybe they were desiring a partner and you were like, this is just fun for me. And when we don't know someone's relationship status, we can project our own desires and hopes onto them. And it's a dangerous arena to play in. So the first thing you get to understand is, what is your relationship status and what kind of relationship are you looking for? Like for me, currently I am single and I'm looking for partnership. So that's what I desire. And if somebody comes to you and you are in a position where you are not looking for partnership and you are only looking for a one-night stand, then it might not be the right connection, right? But the only way you're going to know is if you ask. So the R is, what is your relationship status? And if you do have a partner, what are your agreements, right? All of this is super helpful information to help you know, do I want to continue with this connection? This brings me into B, which stands for boundaries. And for me, this has been one of the most impactful tools. And if you are somebody who has struggled with fawn or freeze in sexual encounters, meaning that like you have a hard time communicating, hey, I don't want to go this far. Hey, it's not feeling good to me. And you've just kind of muscled through sex. I used to do this a lot. Then pay close attention, because having this part of the conversation is such a powerful opportunity to circumvent that, to prevent that from happening. And B is boundaries. And that means, what do you want to do in this experience? And what is a no, right? What is a no for you? I've had, you know, the good fortune to have a lot of these conversations and practice them. And sometimes it's really clear to me. I'm like, hey, you know, my boundary for this experience for right now is I'm totally cool with making out. Maybe we could take off our shirt, but that's it. I don't want to go any further. And saying that in the beginning, or making clear like what I don't want sex, I don't want you touching my ass, whatever it might be, when you speak it at the beginning, it takes this like huge weight off of you. And it also helps you feel safer in the experience, because then you're not worried about them. Like maybe you're thinking, well, I want to make out, but I don't want to actually like take my pants off, or, you know, maybe it's the opposite and you're like, oh, I want to do everything, and you don't have any boundaries. But the other person is assuming that, oh, it's, you know, maybe they only want to make out. And so you just don't know until you speak into it. So speak your boundaries, you know, tell people what is a no for you and what your limit is. This is such a sexy conversation. This then segues beautifully into the D, RBD. SM, remember? So D is, what are your desires? And this is where you get to practice speaking what you want and finding alignment with someone. Now, these are negotiations, right? This is a back and forth where you figure out what feels great for both people. And if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. Like maybe your desire is you want to get your face licked and your ass licked or whatever it is. And for the other person, it's like, nah. But regardless of what it is for them, this is your opportunity to practice speaking your desires and just letting that part of you be seen and heard, right? This is such an important practice because it is really easy to stay in your head about a fantasy and just like dream about the experiences that you want to have. But the best way to get the experiences you want is to practice creating them. And the way you practice anything is by doing it, right? So we speak our desires. You tell people what you want and what feels good. And as you evolve your relationship with someone, you'll get better and better at this and find yourself going deeper and getting more vulnerable and having even juicier experiences. And this is not limited to new partners, right? This can be with your lover of a long time. Like, you know, there's a myth that just because you've been together a long time that you've expressed everything you want to experience, not the truth. So make this a regular practice, whether you're in the beginning of something or in a longer relationship, and just see how your erotic world transforms. And remember, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So as you transform what you allow and speak into in this part of your life, other parts of your life are also going to be impacted in a beautiful and positive way. Now we are at the S, and the S stands for sexual health status and practices. And this is a really, really important one. You know, we're really lucky today that there are a lot of new medications for more serious STIs, such as HIV. Like, I have a friend in the Tantra community here in Austin who has had HIV for some time and doesn't experience any symptoms because the viral load is so low due to this new medication. And this is still something to be taken seriously because when we are engaging with other people, sexually, we are engaging them in our own practices. And it's really important that you tell people, number one, if you do have an STI, and it's also really important to share if you're having unprotected sex with other people and when the last time you were tested was. All of this is really sexy information, right? It is not going to kill the mood. It is going to help you feel safe. It's going to help the other person feel safe. Like, it does not feel good to transmit or receive an STI unintentionally. Now, I'm not here to shame anybody. Things happen. Most people have had an STI at some point in their lives. And we want to take this seriously. Growing up, I had an uncle who died of AIDS. And this was in the 90s. He had moved to San Francisco. He's a gay man, grew up in Kansas, which was really traumatic on so many levels for him. You know, went to San Francisco and contracted HIV there, which was very much a kind of a hot spot for that at that point in time. And I watched him waste away and I watched him suffer. And, you know, if people had been having these kinds of conversations and had this kind of awareness, maybe that wouldn't have happened. Maybe it still would have. But let's give everybody the opportunity to make their best informed choice. Because for some people, if you are sleeping around unprotected with others, they're not going to want to be your sexual partner, and that's their right. And for some, they won't care. Sexual health status. Be honest, it's super hot. And this brings me to the last of the five, RBDSM. And this is meaning and aftercare. So I don't know if you've ever had this kind of experience, but I have. I tend towards anxious attachment when I start having intercourse with someone, where, you know, you sleep with someone and then you feel kind of neglected because after the fact, maybe they don't text you or call you the next day. And it can be really emotionally taxing, to have that kind of experience and that expectation that, hey, you know, for me, if we have sex, it means that there's a desire for a deeper connection and that I probably want to do this with you again. And I probably want to connect with you on a deeper emotional level. Whereas for some people, that is not the case. For some people, they can have sex with you and they're like, hey, like this means absolutely nothing to me beyond this experience. Yes, I'll be present with you now, but tomorrow I don't have the bandwidth. I'm choosing not to engage with you romantically or emotionally, and that's what I'm available for. And this needs to be made super clear because this is where the biggest disruptions happen, and this is where people get the most upset. This is where ghosting happens. This is where grasping happens, right? It's when there's misalignment here. So taking a moment to get clear, like, hey, you know, if we do this, and maybe it's not even sex, you can have this about making out. You can say, hey, if we make out tonight, for me, that would mean, you know, tomorrow I'd like to hear from you and I'd like to have a conversation. And, you know, maybe we can then decide if we're going to do this again. But that would feel good to me and I would feel respected and cared for, right? So speaking into that need and giving another person a chance to say, yeah, you know what? That feels great for me too. Or maybe, you know what? That isn't in alignment with where I'm at and I'm polysaturated and I have so many partners. I don't have the capacity. And then you can say, you know what? This isn't a great time for this. Thank you so, so much. I appreciate you. Moving on. I think everybody should be having these conversations and be having them regularly, consistently with new lovers. Share this episode with anybody you know who is into conscious sexuality, who wants to improve their communication skills, or who is struggling with misaligned romantic encounters and they don't understand why. This might be it. So please share this information with them. And if you are looking for one-on-one support, I would love to hear from you. You can check out my website at amayashiva.com. It'll give you information about how I support my clients. And all you have to do is click on the link to book a free call. Please, only if you are serious about it. I don't want you to waste my time or yours. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you find it useful. I really appreciate you all so much. Thank you so much for listening. You are helping me do my good work in the world.